You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Samson, fundamentally, and that is what Mr. Bento and Akumi and everybody you're speaking that way forget. Fundamentally, every election is a referendum on the performance of the government. Mm. It is the reason why in Ghana's history, every 8 years governments have changed. So the notion that one person can be extricated from the government and forgiven, whereas the entire government is punished, is completely flawed. You see, what, and I'm going to have to respond more to Mr. Benton and Nakuma because they've said the same thing. You see, Kofi is attempting what in military parlance is known as a hot extraction. What? Essentially, a hot extraction. Essentially, there's a candidate who is so damaged and is on his way to losing elections. But you must do something at all costs to ensure that you salvage his reputation. And it is not going to work for a number of reasons.
I prefer a person like Kofi.
You see, let me explain to you.
Who will be bold about his convictions?
Let me explain to you. You see, some convictions can be misguided. If we see clear wrong and you are convinced that the wrong is right, we cannot applaud you for it. So convictions can be misguided.
So where's the clear?
Oh, Nana Akumia, please, you're not going to
he can pick. He can pick Baumia as a candidate and still criticize him.
But you see, Mr. Bento says the entire Akufo-Addo government has been rubbish. But Baumia is the same, so we should vote for him. That's what Mr. Bento is telling us. But I have told you that fundamentally, when the electorates go to vote, they vote on the basis of the performance of the government they gave a mandate to. So anybody who emerged from the MPP was going to suffer what Baumia was suffering, even if they were not in government.
Has the electorate voted?
Oh, Nana Akumia.
Has the electorate
Nana Akumia
voted?
Nana, please. Look,
Akufo-Addo. We're having a discussion.
Oh,
no, you are not known to do this. You are not known to do this.
Oh, so Mr. Bento has had 1 hour to speak for Baumia. You have had about 15 minutes to speak for him, and yet you won't let me speak. I don't think it is right.
Nana, thank you.
Again,
this is out of character.
Again, you. Again, you see, Mr. Bento's justifications for the position he's taking are deeply flawed for the reasons I'm about to apply. First of all, he says that we'll be making a mistake by going to Mahama because, for instance, he cited corruption. And what were the examples he cited for saying that? He says that money was sent to the Black Stars at the World Cup, Samson. So the government of Ghana paid Ghanaian players for representing the country, and because of that, Mr. Mahama is corrupt. And what kind of logic is that? So this government that is paying the blasters is corrupt simply because they've paid footballers who
he
have always been paid.
That to corruption.
No, but I heard
him. President's campaign
I heard
to reform the Black Stars.
I heard him. No.
He didn't relate that to corruption.
He cited that as an example of corruption. That is what it was.
No, he said that as an example.
What's your record? Sometimes I'm asking you.
All right.
So if Ghanaian footballers are playing in a tournament and the government of Ghana pays them, it makes the government corrupt. Is that what Bentley is saying?
But
number two, essentially, Mr. Bentley is telling us that because, with the greatest respect to Samson, to you and everybody, because nonsensical lies have not been told about Baumia, then Mahama is corrupt. This, all the things they say about Mahama, Ameri, interoperability, Ford Saga, how have that been proven along the line? None of those things have stuck. So Mr. Mahama has been working a free man for 7 years. On hindsight, we know that they were nonsensical lies, and I'll use the word. They made no sense. Unfortunately, in the milieu of the elections at the time, it was difficult to convince people otherwise. But on hindsight, we know they were nothing more than nonsensical lies that made no sense. The second point Mr. Bento makes is that Mahama failed. He was president, he failed. And that Baumia has not failed. because he has not been president. And Mr. Bentley says that he sits on panels to interview people. Didn't he say that? Mm-hmm. So you are sitting on a panel. You see a candidate come before you who has not sat in the position you are interviewing him for. But he shows you a CV that clearly shows appalling failure. And you say merely because he has not occupied that position, vote for him. Look, in terms of raw performance, Bawumia is a joke compared to Mahama. And I'll prove it to you. They go about saying that, in the first term of the Akufo-Addo administration, I heard Bentley say it, that Bawumia was listening to on the economy. When you pointed out the praise that Akufo-Addo, Osakumafu and Co were lavishing on him, in the first term, Bawumia was listening to, so they did well. So in the second term, he was not listening to. That's what Bentley is saying. So in the first, Bentley is saying that in the second term, the president immediately became crazy. So the things that worked for him, the very man who advised him to succeed, he decided to ignore him.
We all know he was an IMF-managed economy, so...
No, I will go into the details and explain to you. You see, again, that claim, with the greatest respect to everybody, does not make sense. Akufo-Addo wants to fail so badly. He wants to go down as the worst president in Ghana's history. So he has who he himself describes as a brilliant, strong economist, but he won't listen to him so that he fails. Look, Bentley may not know, but every problem that we've encountered since 2021 stemmed from the decisions they made between 2017 and 2020. Especially in 2020, the election year. It was the unbridled expenditure, the colossal budget deficit they left because of a desire to win elections, the misuse of public funds. That is what plunged us into the hole that we have not recovered from. In fact, in the last 3 years, they have barely done anything to impact the economy beyond wanting to put up solutions to the problems that have arisen because of the problems that they created. Number two, if anybody tells you that Akufo-Addo or Bawumia's performance in the first half of their government, especially in relation to the economy, is the best you've had, the person is lying. Read my lips. Pound for pound, Mahama was better because Mahama has occupied the same position that Bawumia occupies now. In the first term of the NDC, and people forget that we also had the first term. Why? As for first term analysis, it should be restricted to the MPP. We had the first term. Something, the growth rates that Nana Akumia, Bentley and Co make noise about, the highest the MPP achieved in their first term was 8%. That is equivalent to the third highest that the NDC achieved, the third highest in 2010, 8%. In 2014, President Mahama, as head of the economic management team, recorded 14.4% growth. His non-oil growth was above 7%. In 2012, he achieved 9.2%. So President Mahama's third best growth is Bawumia's highest. Inflation, he kept it at single digits for 33 months. By the end of Mahama's first term, the dollar exchanged at 2 cedis to the dollar, two cedis. Our debt was 35 billion debt. Our debt to GDP ratio was under 50%. It was around 40%. Interest rates were at 15%. All the indicators that the MPP posted by 2020 were worse than this thing that I have outlined to you. People must stop this prejudice they hold against the NDC. And I urge you in the media to do justice by the people of Ghana by carrying out more scrutiny. What people do in this country is that they see truth and they peddle lies. Because we are NDC, our achievements should be rubbished in favor of a palpable failure. A man who talked big. Samson, was it not Bawumia who told everybody in 2016 that they will move away from taxation to production? What did he mean by that? That there will be less taxation, there will be greater production. Is that not so? He comes to power and they heap 40 taxes on us starting from 2017. And we are told that we should applaud it and that he has not been president, so we should vote for him. Was it not Bawumia who told us? In fact, check page 13 of their 2016 manifesto. And Bawumia himself on public fora, there's a picture of him where he had put a table on the screen analyzing our debt. He said that our debt of 120 billion was inexcusable. He comes into power, he racks up 600 billion cedis in debt, and we are told that we should applaud him. The debt to GDP ratio, it reached 104% under Bawumia. Our debt, President Mahama, in all the years that he was president, he never defaulted, even when he was vice president, as head of the economic management team, he never defaulted on our debt. Under this government, they have defaulted on debt. when you drew Benson's attention to the calamitous fall in the currency, look, in November 2022, it reached 17 cedis. The only reason why it came down to where it is now is because this government unilaterally refused or decided that they will not pay our external debt. Why, if every government of Ghana came and was not servicing debt, do you know how stable our currency would be? So even when you were not servicing debt, your currency was worse than Mohammed's when he was servicing debt. Again, this lie they want to tell us, that Bawumia disagreed with some policies in government and said nothing. Look, with the greatest respect to everybody, they should gather school children and tell them that. In fact, what they are saying is that apart from being incompetent, Bawumia is also a spineless coward. He cannot stand up for his convictions. Look, Kennedy Japon, is he not a member of the MPP? Kwabena Japon, is he not a member of the MPP? Boachie Jakun, is he not a member of the MPP? All these men stood up in the heat of the wrongdoing to condemn it. They are the ones who can legitimately claim that they were opposed to wrongdoing in this government.
They are not in the presidency.
Boachie Jakun was a minister. He went toe-to-toe to the president. He lost his job. He didn't die. In terms of vice president, let me give you the president of Kowaka. You know, as for him, he actually became the running mate of the opposition party. He was prepared to engage in fisticuffs with the president to stand by his convictions. That's why I said that by saying that, you are telling us about me as a spineless coward. Who should go and vote for a spineless coward to be president? You can't stand up for your convictions.
It is plausible and logical to believe that Bawumia would be
I'm saying that again.
Because he had publicly said that it was wrong to tax the poor
it was
in respect of
this
e-levy.
This was in the 2020 campaign. I beg your pardon. This was in the 2020 campaign, Samson. I have told you already about things that Bawumia said in opposition, which they did in their first term, where Bentley says he was listening to. His promise on taxation, it was in their first term that they started imposing taxes. One of them was a luxury car tax that you yourself lamented bitterly on this program many, many times. The exchange rates, it started falling in their first term. By the time the crisis hit in 2022, it was at 6 cedis. It moved from 4 cedis to 6 cedis. The same movement that Mahama recorded, for which he was pilloried. When a man tells you that he will move from taxation to production and he comes and heaps taxes on you, you cannot tell me that he was opposed. If he was opposed to e-levy, he could not have been silent all this while. You drew Bento's attention once again to the fisticuffs that happened in Parliament. We are talking about a government that buzzed in a gravely ill minister in an ambulance to come and pass it. When the opposition were fighting, where was Bawumia? In fact, it was President Mahama who immediately e-levy was announced, indicated that he will abolish it if he has opportunity, and urged our minority members to oppose it.
That's right.
So if anybody is to be believed on that promise, it is Mahama. Again, he speaks about reducing the size of government. In fact, I submit that all those commitments he's made in terms of moving away from what this government is doing is contrived, it is forced. He sees that those have become a hindrance to his presidency. Almost all of them have been promised by Mahama. Did President Mahama not promise a drastic reduction in the size of government?
60.
Yes. Did President Mahama not say that he will abolish?
So Mahama is doing
it. Doesn't matter. It doesn't
you will
matter.
Not be happy about
Something.
That.
It doesn't matter. See, it doesn't. What it is that he has been forced. Because you see, if you were in a government that had 120 ministers, you cannot, and you offered no whimper.
What, more than 120,
yes.
126 and, or plus.
And over 337 political appointees at the presidency. Bawumia himself has many of them. They speak about corruption. Why? Is Bawumia not a willing participant in the most unbridled form of nepotism we've seen in this country's history? Bawumia, his brother-in-law, all of them are in this government. Nepotism, the same thing we've been pillowing Akufo-Addo with, he is practicing it. Has he opposed it? Has he spoken against nepotism in this government? He himself, is he not practicing it? Was he not the one, Samson, who allowed PDS to get away with the brazen theft of Ghanaian resources? He is the one who gave them the leeway to change the conditions precedent to conditions subsequent. Was he not the one who allowed PDS to bring insurance guarantee instead of a bank guarantee, relaxing the terms, for a company that was going to take over a 20 billion Ghana cedi asset.
Changing the forms did not remove the commitment in the quantum
of money. Let's listen. It relaxed the conditions. We were going to hand over one of our most prized assets.
So
individuals who
PDS
were not tested,
failed, if PDS because, failed, why should it be his problem?
Because, you see, the reason why the guarantees were put in place was to offer us comfort and assurance that the people had capacity to deliver what they were saying. Once PDS fails and you find that those terms were relaxed at the behest of the vice president, he can be held liable.
At the behest of a committee he may have chaired, or at his behest.
I see. If he did not agree, it was not going to happen. Samson, the third point I want to make, and you see, again, I have to criticize you in the media for allowing Bawumia to get away with blue medal. He goes about saying that he has championed digitalization. First of all, he says that is what the president delegated him to do. That is false also, because the president is on record in March 2018 in parliament to have told the whole world that the man in charge of running this economy is Bawumia. In terms of weight, gravitas, and the final authority, it rests with President Akufo-Addo. If he says that this is the man in charge of this, that is the position. Now, let me come back to digitalization. Samson, unfortunately, you don't have time. If you had time, I would demolish that falsehood that Bawumia has attributed to himself all this while. But there's a 20-minute clip on my Facebook wall where I deal extensively with this digitalization lie. And I urge viewers to go there and watch. But I'm going to give you a few highlights. If Bawumia tells you that he is the architect of Ghana Card, that is a lie. When he came into office in March 2017, he set up a committee to review Ghana Card. That committee told him that the solution he came to meet, in which 60 million Ghanaians had registered, should be continued. And that's what they did. Bawumia is not the one who introduced the online passport. Online passport was introduced by Hannah Tete in December 2016. There's a video clip of this that I can give to you to play. The e-services portal, where Bawumia claims he is fighting corruption and digitalizing government services, is the work of Mr. William Tevi, who in 2014, as the Director General of NITA, instead that portal. Moment of publicity. You see, Bentil says that the Bank of Ghana is an independent institution, right? So they enter into an agreement with the company to render interoperability services, amongst other financial electronic transaction services. Bawumia came to meet it. He only set it aside and got a company of his choosing to do it. If you do that, the idea is not yours. And I could go on and on and on and on. Look, what infrastructure has Bawumia lead? This NDC, the NDC government I was part of, something. And I was at the Ministry of Communications. These things fell under our purview. We have laid over 1,200 kilometers of fiber optic with government funds. Bawumia goes about deceptively claiming that they have a better record. And he says what? NCA has licensed people. So something. Essentially, Bawumia is saying that the Akufo-Addo government can see, or the Wallace government can see, that Joy FM is their handiwork because NCA gave you a license to operate. As opposed to saying that GBC is for government. So if government builds GBC and another entity wants to contest it, it says that Joy FM has received a license from NCA. So that is also to our credit. That is a lie. Samson, the biggest data center where all the government agencies engage in the things we are talking about, store their data, 600 rack tier 3 facility was put up by the Mama administration. We have another one for redundancy on Key University campus.
Yes, data center, no doubt, the initial attempts to do some of the digitization
processes. No, it is not initial
No doubt.
Yes.
But
Samson,
you cannot take it.
No,
Felix, you cannot take it away from Dr. Bawumia that he has focused on digitization. He should be able to take credit for the entities where he has superintended and supervised the progress and the pronounced use
when Bawumia
of the system.
First introduced to us in 2008 by Akufo-Addo. Akufo-Addo was express that he had tapped him for the purpose of managing the economy.
That's right.
This digitalization thing is a post-facto rationalization. The moment he realized that the economy was going south.
What I'm saying is that
But
to
if
be,
you listen
to be fair to Ghanaians,
to, me,
to be fair to
yes,
Ghanaians,
something.
You should not deny
something,
his
something.
His that's frontal why major
but,
role
that's what, something,
in
if you
that
listen,
sector.
I'm telling you that this digitalization thing is a post facto attempt to find something to do after the economy tanked. That's why I refer to that 20-minute clip I have on
not
Facebook.
Questioning that.
So I have
what I'm saying.
I'm telling you, there's nothing original about what Bamia has done.
So now you're changing. You're
I'm
saying
not, no.
There's
no.
nothing original.
Samson, if
you are not
meet,
saying he Samson, has not done what he says
meet,
he has done.
Listen, you can, yes, yeah, I'm contesting that. You come and meet eServicesGhana.gov. Then you change the name to Ghana.gov. But the services they are rendering are the same. They've not changed. You come and meet online passport application. And only yesterday, I saw some data that showed that the same number of passports processed sometime in 2012 or 2013 is what they processed last year. The amount you got in 2012 is far more than what you got this time around. So let people stop pretending that we are all dollars in this country, that a government that is as abysmal as what we have now should be excused, and that one of them should be allowed to continue. Right? What do you call it? Something. Bentil also says that Bamia should get rid of everybody who is prominent in Akufo-Addo. How is that ever going to happen?
We are assessing his
no.
his speech.
Yes.
So can we can we move away from Bentil?
Oh, it is important. That's yes. for the speech we've assessed it. But
right.
What is in that speech that gives
okay,
comfort
now,
to
now hold on.